It's time now for Dr. Mara Karpel and Your Golden Years. Your Golden Years is sponsored by Fry's Family Pharmacy and all the independent pharmacists of the Rio Grande Valley. Golden Years. And now it's super psychologist Dr. Mara Karpel and Your Golden Years. Golden Years.
Good evening and welcome to Dr. Mara Karpel and Your Golden Years with yours truly this evening and every Sunday evening, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com and directly on my website, drmarakarpel.com. That's drmarakarpel.com. And you can hear tonight's show again by going to my website, drmarakarpel.com. And again, that's spelled drmarakarpel.com. And the link to the podcast will be posted after the show. For information from this show and upcoming shows and the updates about what's coming up, go to drmarakarpel.com and follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. Want to advertise your business? Send me an email to drmara@drmarakarpel.com or go through my website or give me a call at 512-626-6973. Tonight's show is produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by the bra lady, Sonia Das, helping every woman have a perky day. In Ask Sonia at 512-898-9058 or go to haveaperkyday.com. Tonight's show is also sponsored by Live Oak Legacy, committed to helping families capture and preserve the stories, recipes, photographs, and relics held the most dear. Find out more at liveoaklegacies.com. Tonight's show is sponsored also by Hand of Austin, helping aging, needy, and disabled. Hand is gearing up for Amplify Austin, a 24-hour giving festival where individuals can support over 450 participating nonprofits in the city of Austin. Hand has a goal to raise $50,000 in 24 hours and also have two matching grants matching 150% of all donations. That means if you donate $25, it turns into a donation of $62.50. Today is Sunday, March 16th. This is show number 8 on Blog Talk Radio. And we are live on location in the retirement capital of the U.S., the Sunshine State, sunny Florida. We are broadcasting from the clubhouse of Century Village East in Deerfield Beach. And there's a lot of activity here this evening. Everyone is getting ready for the musical concert, The Unexpected Boys, that's playing here at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a musical tribute to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. So that should be really exciting, and I think as the show goes on, we're going to start hearing more and more people in the background as they line up and get ready to go to the show. I have a feeling this is a popular one. And I am here in Florida doing the show, and I have technical support here with me. Karen Zinna is here, and she's helping me to get things set up and make sure our guests call in on time. And Russell is back in Austin running the board. So this is a multi-state production, and Art Mendoza, the producer of this show, is back in Austin. I think he's listening in and sending his messages if anything comes up. So this will be an interesting night. So if you call with your questions or your comments during the show, please be patient because I will be answering your call, and I will try to get you on the air as soon as possible. So my mom and dad are here for support with smiles and nods and waves. They're waving while they're watching me broadcast, and they're listening to the show through the internet. And They helped get us into the clubhouse here in Deerfield Beach. So if this is the first time that you're tuning into the show, this radio show has been live on local radio in Austin, Texas on KJCE with 92 live shows for 2 years. And tonight is our eighth two-hour show here on Blog Talk Radio. And I am a licensed psychologist from New York City practicing in Austin, Texas. I'm the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And I work with adults of all ages and have a specialty of working with seniors and caregivers. And for the past few years, I have been evaluating veterans for PTSD. And you can go ahead and listen to the podcast of my shows from the local Austin show by going to my website, drmaricarpel.com. And we have most of those podcasts archived. And you can see what they're about before you click on to listen. Today is Purim. So celebrating Purim here. And it's also the eve of St. Patrick's Day. So for those celebrating Purim, happy Purim, and don't eat too many candy apples. And wishing you all good luck for St. Patrick's Day. Wishing you the luck of the Irish on St. Patrick's Day. So I'm not drinking any green beer, so don't worry. I am sober during this show. For this evening's show, I want to mention that there has been a program change. So if you were listening last week, I said that the musician and music therapist, Kathy DeWitt, was scheduled to be here for tonight's show to talk about music therapy and music for healing. She's unable to make it tonight, so she will be on a later show. And we decided, since we're here in Florida, I will be joined by a winter resident of Florida to talk about her experience here and the many ways that she stays active. And I will talk about some related topics. My topic of discussion, in fact, will be staying active physically, mentally, socially, in the community, helping you to stay feeling good, stay healthier, and keep you young. And there are a lot of activities going on here, so I'll talk a little bit about that. And I'll also be joined by retired veteran Master Sergeant Will Williams, who will be back on the show joining us from Round Rock, Texas, to talk about one of the many community organizations that he's active with and a benefit that is happening for one of those organizations. Also, Laura Gelizunas, she didn't make it on last week because of the time change. She will be on this week to report in from the retirement paradise south of the border, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And finally, musician, artist, producer, and the producer of this radio show, Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, will join us to talk about his latest project, including what to expect for the future of this show. And throughout the show, I will have time to take your questions. So if you have any questions or comments for me or my guests, please feel free to give a call. The toll-free number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-320. Or if you're too shy to call and to be heard on Blog Talk Radio, you can email me or tweet your questions to me, and I will read them on the air to our guests. My email address is drmara, D-R-M-A-R-A, @ DrMaraCarpel.com, DrMaraCarpel, or tweet me at MaraEK. So as I mentioned, I am here in Florida, and one of the things that I have seen here in sunny Florida is a lot of happy, active seniors. And one of the things that I've noticed is that the more active people are, the happier. Their activities include physical, social, mental, community improvement, creative. And here's some of the activities that I see right here going on in Century Village East in Deerfield Beach, which is an above 55-year-old active adult community here in Deerfield Beach. There are several exercise classes ranging from dance classes of all sorts, international folk dancing by the pool here on Sundays, tap dancing the other day, and there were a lot of seniors tapping away, and social dancing. There are also aerobics classes and yoga classes, tai chi. There's a state-of-the-art gym with all of the latest exercise machines. There are also frequent art and hobby classes here. I noticed all different specialized rooms. They all have their own room with all of the up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment. So I saw a room for stained glass, for pottery, for lapidary, photography, and many others. There are all kinds of art classes here. And there are many different clubs, the art club, the singles club, all sorts of social clubs. And for the more physically active senior, there's a senior softball. So a large billiards lounge with a sea of pool tables there. And it's free to play, so you don't have to stick a quarter in when you want to play. There's a symphony orchestra guild and lots of music and entertainment. As I mentioned, tonight is the Unexpected Boys, but there are shows all season long. The season here is the winter, and there are lots of shows here. Robert Klein was here last night, the comedian Robert Klein. And there's a group, Abacadabra, that does a tribute to ABBA, and they were here just a few days ago. Coming up, John Cicada will be performing, another group called The Association, and The Drifters will be performing on March 30th. Now, unfortunately, David Brenner was scheduled for March 22nd, but I just want to announce that he passed away recently, yesterday, I believe. So I'm so sorry to hear about that. David Brenner was really funny, and I grew up laughing to some of the shows here. There are many classes. For example, tomorrow I'm planning to sit in as a guest to a music history class, which is taught weekly by the piano virtuoso Augusta Festus, who was actually the accompanist for Marilyn Monroe. And he continues to perform jazz piano all around South Florida. And I'm told that his class is wonderful, so I can't wait to sit in on that class. And for the very socially involved seniors, there are many socially involved seniors, they get together and discuss community and social issues at a weekly forum, bringing in guest speakers from around the nation. There are also different cultural clubs representing the various cultures of the residents who live here together in this community. So as you can tell, there are, if you're interested in doing and becoming active in any kind of activity, you can find it here. So lack of activities is not an excuse for lack of that activity on your part. Selectivity. So first I want to start with the benefits of moving your body. Moving your body on a regular basis has been found to be, and we all know this, it's good for your physical and your mental health. Some of the health benefits of exercise for older adults include decreased risk of heart disease, lowered risk of high blood pressure, reduced risk of osteoporosis, increased strength and stamina, improved blood circulation, better control of body weight, improved coordination and balance, improved lung functioning, increased stamina, flexibility. And then there are the mental benefits of exercise, mental clarity, and mood elevation. So let me talk about that. Exercise has been found to relieve both mild and moderate depression. Two reasons for this include the fact that exercise improves sleep and relieves tension, both of which are sources of depression. And engaging in exercise causes the production of endorphins. And endorphins are chemicals that are produced by the brain that are natural pain relievers and mood elevators. And I've spoken about this many times on the show because endorphins keep popping up on the show because exercise increases endorphins, deep relaxation increases endorphins, and the production of endorphins is better than taking any antidepressant medication. and or pain medication. It has the benefit of reducing pain and elevating mood. And studies on animals have shown that exercise increases levels of the neurotransmitters, serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine. And having these neurotransmitters in have a link to improvement of mood and are, you know, better, as I said, than any antidepressant medications. In fact, antidepressant medications are synthesized to mimic the, well, to help you to produce those neurotransmitters. So they mimic your body's ability to produce those neurotransmitters. So why not do it without the medication? In addition, if this isn't enough, exercise also increases the levels of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. This is also a chemical that improves mood. And this chemical has been found to possibly help brain cells survive longer and may decrease the progression of dementia. So exercise can actually decrease the progression of dementia. Now, I found a study in doing some research on this. This study was done in 2011, and it was conducted by Mark Konopolsky and his colleagues at McMaster University in Ontario, Canada. And they found that exercise helped the strain of mice from becoming gray prematurely. In fact, this was the least of the benefits that was found from the exercise. Their research, which was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, found that exercise reduced or eliminated almost every detrimental effect of aging in mice, that these mice had been genetically programmed to grow old at an accelerated pace. And exercise actually increased that aging process. The researchers, in fact, were really surprised by the magnitude of the impact of exercise on these animals' aging process. They expected to find that exercise would affect the health of the muscles, including the heart, because that's been found many times in connection to exercise. But they had not expected that it would affect every tissue and bodily system studied. So that's pretty powerful. Dr. Konopolsky's conclusion is that unquestionably exercise alters the course of aging. Although this experiment was the activity was aerobic and strenuous, Dr. Konopolsky is convinced that neither of these is necessary to bring about these benefits. So studies of older humans have shown that weightlifting can improve, as can moderate endurance exercise. And although there's probably a threshold amount of exercise that you need in order to have real significant benefits, Dr. Konopolsky stated anything is better than nothing. So if you haven't been active in the past, start walking 5 minutes a day and then begin to increase from there, and that will definitely be beneficial. So the potential benefits have attractions even for young people. While Konopolsky, a lifelong athlete, noted with satisfaction that active aged mice kept their hair, so that was something that he really liked to see. His younger graduate students were interested in the hormonal aspects of exercise. He found that their hormones stayed very robust and their sex drive remained very robust. So Dr. Konopolsky stated that his students were very impressed by this and that he thinks that they're all exercising now. All of the graduate students are exercising. So it's really important to get up off the couch and get moving. You will feel better. Go for a walk, go for a bike ride, go for a swim, do some yoga, go dancing, lift some weight. try a few different types of exercise and figure out which ones you enjoy, and just be sure that before you start a new exercise program, of course, speak to your doctor and make sure that you're able to do the exercise that you want to do. And if you're trying something new, it would be a good idea to have a teacher or a personal trainer so that you learn the proper way of doing this. The other issue is the other type of involvement and activity that I want to talk about for just a few moments before we go to a break and call our first guest to talk about her activities, is that of becoming passionately involved in something that you find meaningful, whether it's a social cause, a hobby, a creative endeavor, social relationships, dancing. And this is really important. Finding some meaning or purpose in your life is really important to prevent depression, or even if you start to become depressed, to help you to get out of the depression. It really keeps people healthier, happier, more cognitively alert and sharp, and just overall healthy. The research, in fact, has found that over and over again, involvement in activities that we are passionate about keeps us alive and capable of contributing wisdom for many years, rather than when we stay home and worry about our health. I'm going to leave you with that, and we're going to take a quick break. And after we come back, winter resident of Florida, Selma Tarantola, will join us to talk about her experiences here in South Florida and how she manages to stay active and to feel good. And we'll be taking your calls, tweets, or emails with your questions. Call toll-free 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or send me a tweet to M-A-R-A-E-K or an email to Dr. Mara at drmaracarpell.com. All right, we'll be right back.
For over 40 years, HAND has provided in-home support for seniors and people with disabilities. This year, HAND is proud to be a part of Amplify Austin, a 24-hour festival of giving serving local nonprofits. Starting now until the 21st, all donations to HAND will be matched by 150%, meaning that your gift of just $25 becomes $62.50. Your donation means that a client can have a bath, eat breakfast, and get ready for the day. Help us to build a community where individuals are empowered to live with dignity and choice. Amplify HAND today at handaustin.org.
Thank you.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel in your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmara.com. And now joining us on the phone is winter resident of Florida, Selma Tarantola, to talk about her experiences here and how she manages to stay active and to feel good. And we'll be taking your calls, tweets, and emails with your questions. Call toll-free, 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or send me a tweet to M-A-R-A-E-K or an email to Dr. Mara at drmarakarpel.com. Good evening, Selma. Welcome to the show.
Well, good evening to you, too. I love talking about Century Village East because it really is a wonderful lifestyle. It, it offers so many opportunities for seniors. It has Well, for one, it has opportunity for all of your physical needs, which is so critical to seniors. There's a large selection of equipment as well as classes that tone and strengthen your body and to improve your balance. My personal favorite is Zumba. The music
Zumba.
Gets you moving. Yeah, yeah. The music gets you moving, and with encouragement from our instructor, you can almost imagine yourself a dancer. Well, at least you can if you have a vivid imagination, as in my case. You come out of the class, you're perspired, enthusiastic, and cheerfully exhausted.
I bet. That's a pretty intense class, huh?
It certainly is. You know, it's what we have here in Century Village. Of course, when I go back to Brooklyn, I go back to my Scottish country dancing, which is also wonderful exercise. And, and that too, we have people in that class who are in their upper 80s and they're still moving as though they're youngsters. And our instructor is just a mere kid of 80.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir. And, well, the other activities here that really make it so wonderful, we have a senior orchestra. Many of them were once professional musicians, and they really bring pleasure to the audience, and in the process, they gain a tremendous self-satisfaction. So they're gaining as well as they're giving.
Oh, yeah.
I feel a personal pride listening to the musicians. I see their gray heads passionately stroking their instruments and creating the beautiful sounds of Mozart, Mendelssohn, Beethoven, and other great composers. So
very nice.
Did they get
a large turnout?
We get a good turnout, but the orchestra is always struggling, and we always are looking to raise money for the orchestra because it does take quite a bit to put on a concert. So we're constantly looking to raise money. There are trips, and we all participate and go on them, anything to raise money for the orchestra because it's something we would hate to lose. And then, of course, there is a whole array of classes. There are classes in art, music, current events, and just fun classes. My favorite class is... What was that?
Go on. I was just talking about some of the classes, but I'm glad you're talking about some more because I don't know all of the classes here. There's just so many.
Well, my favorite is taught by a very talented gray-haired senior. I recently completed a class on Chopin, and now I'm taking a class in the piano sonatas of Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, among others. And we have art classes. And these art classes have succeeded in bringing out the talent in people who never dreamed they could produce the sculptures, oils, and acrylics that are displayed in the annual art show. If you ask me about my very favorite activity, it's participating in the Deerfield Progressive Forum. What we actually do is we recruit speakers to lecture and discuss political issues and topics of economic political issues and topics of social justice and cultural, what's happening culturally. The lectures are stimulating. The audience participation is lively, it's informative, and it can be provocative. You know, you leave there feeling you're very much a part of the world, and you can help to improve it. Age does not have to make you a discard. You're energized and very alive. And so, that's a very big plus. Of course, on a personal level, because there are certain personal things that we each feel that work for us. And my personal level is to use my spare time for reading, playing bridge, and socializing. I like to cook and entertain, and there's nothing like sharing a meal, a glass of wine, and stimulating conversation with a group of friends. So that's what I like to do.
I know you're always very busy, Selma. So how do you stay motivated? Because, you know, some people feel like, no, you know, I'm tired today. I don't think I want to do it. What keeps you motivated?
Well, to me, the key to staying young in body and mind is to be a part of the world around you, not to retreat into yourself. Reach out. When a friend needs help, be there. When you help someone, you're also helping yourself, because that process of helping someone else, it makes you realize the strength you possess. Be your brother's keeper. We need to build communities, particularly among seniors, where we help one another. That expression to reach out and touch someone, it's so pertinent in the lives of older people.
Yes.
You know, we have a country that's aging, and we need to build these types of community relationships. So,
You're right. You're so right. And, you know, the best antidote to depression is helping somebody else.
Absolutely. You have to stay active. You have to stay involved. And you have to really reach out to others, because it's so easy. You know, we all, as we age, have ailments. We all have pains here, there, and everywhere. But the key is not to concentrate on it. If you're concentrating on others, you can't concentrate on the things that bother you. You're thinking about other people. You're thinking about what you can do to help someone else. And in the process, you really help yourself. So I think that's a very important thing.
You're absolutely right. So, in fact, you know, I used to work a lot in a pain management clinic, and one of the things that I saw was that if people were involved in things, they forgot about their pain.
Absolutely.
And if you forget about your pain, it's really not there at that moment, right?
Exactly. Exactly. You're not thinking about it at the moment. You're just thinking about other things. You're thinking about someone else, and you're thinking, what can I do to help this person?
Right.
And it really does help you. So I think that's a key thing, and as I see our country aging, I know how vital this is going to be. And somehow we have to find a way to build these communities of helping one another. It doesn't come automatically. I think even that has to be done with plan in mind. So,
well, you know, last week I had a guest on the show who said that to find a network, you need to look at find 12 people in your telephone that you could call right now if you needed help. And that's your network. And she said, if you can't find 12 people that you could call, then you need to get involved and start making that network, start meeting those people.
Yes, that's true. However, it does come easier to some people than to others. I think if you've been a person who has been involved all your life, you don't just stop because you're older. You continue to do it. It's much harder for people who have been very self-involved and had friendships that were just, they were just playmates. They were not really there for one another. But if you have built those bridges and you have friends where you've been there for each other, it doesn't stop because you're old. It just continues. So,
and you can continue to make those kind of friendships by joining in with these kind of activities.
That's the best way, to join in, to be part of something. And it gives you the opportunity to broaden your horizon, to think outside of yourself, and to really make ties that mean something, that are so important. So I would like, I just think that living in a community like Century Village does offer that. It is a lifestyle. It's really a lifestyle because everything is here. It's easier to get to. It's easier to participate. The offerings are there. You just have to take advantage of it.
Right, right. There certainly are a lot of things to choose from.
Tremendous selection.
So, Selma, thank you so much for coming on the show this evening, because I think you just, you know, brought home every point that I was hoping to make, and I think it's a lot more powerful coming from you.
Well, thank you.
Living it. So, have a very good evening, and I will see you tomorrow at Al Gustafesta's music class.
Great.
Yeah, I'm
see you then.
Forward to that. All right, you have a good night.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and after the break, Master Sergeant Will Williams will join us to talk about one of the many community activities that he's involved with and about a fundraiser that he's doing. So come right back.
For over 40 years, HAND has provided in-home support for seniors and people with disabilities. This year, HAND is proud to be a part of Amplify Austin, a 24-hour festival of giving serving local nonprofits. Starting now until the 21st, all donations to HAND will be matched by 150%, meaning that your gift of just $25 becomes $62.50. Your donation means that a client can have a bath, eat breakfast, and get ready for the day. Help us to build a community where individuals are empowered to live with dignity and choice. Amplify HAND today at handaustin.org.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Kartel in your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakartel.com. And now, retired veteran, Master Sergeant Will Williams, who has served for 21 years of military service, during which time he received 30 awards and ribbons and has been involved in a variety of causes and organizations benefiting veterans and non-veterans in the community, is back to talk about one of the many community resources he's involved with and a fundraiser that you might want to become involved with. So welcome back, Will.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you for having me back.
How are things back in Texas this evening?
Oh, it's windy, very windy.
Windy.
I just got back. Oh, yes. Just got back from a fundraiser that we did outside, and it was windy.
Okay. So what's been going on with all these activities that you're doing? You know, that's the theme of tonight's show is staying active. So I know that you're an example of that.
Well, we have fun. It's fun to be active. It keeps you young. Well, the main thing I'm working on now is the duck race. And the duck race, a person is sponsored by Satoma, and the proceeds go to Dell Children's Hospital, the community, and veterans organizations. When I say
so
communities, I mean the...
Let's clarify that. That's a duck race. Like quack,
it's a duck
quack?
Race. Quack, quack. It's a rubber duck race, and what it is, we stamp a number on the bottom of a duck, and we put about 10,000 ducks, rubber ducks, in the lake, and we have a fan that blows the ducks down the lake, and they race.
Oh, wow.
It's fun. The kids love it. Now,
oh, I bet they do.
What's new this year, Doc, is you can actually purchase a duck, a sponsor duck, online.
Uh-huh.
So for people that's not in Round Rock and you want to sponsor a duck, you can go to Satoma, and that's S-E-R-T-O-M-A.
S-E-R-T-O-M-A.
.org.
Okay. .org.
Yes, ma'am. And it'll pop up with our little duck. And you can order a duck, and if you order a duck, a grand prize, well, I shouldn't say grand prize, but one of the prizes is a flat screen television, 4-6 inch. And if you're lucky enough, there is a chance that you could win a $50,000 car, up to $50,000.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes,
wow.
Ma'am. There's a good, you know, everybody has fun. We have several different prizes. You know, we have trips, we have car washes, there's so many different prizes. And
what does it cost to sponsor a duck?
It's $5 a duck. Or you can, for $20, you get a family of ducks, which is 5 ducks.
Okay.
Or you can get a flock of ducks, which is $50. But now the best duck that we have is a celebrity duck. And a celebrity duck, anybody can purchase a celebrity duck. And we have all kinds of celebrity ducks. We have Michael Jackson ducks. For all the veterans out there, we have Army ducks. We have Marine ducks. We have Air Force ducks.
So what are these ducks that are dressed up to look like Michael Jackson or wearing a tuxedo or a uniform?
Yes, ma'am. And what happens, now this duck, a celebrity duck, is $100. But what happens is you pick a charity of your choice, and that charity will receive $2,500.
Oh, win. Wow. Okay. $2,500 to a charity of your choice. That's pretty good.
Yes, ma'am. So like last year, I purchased a ranger duck. And that duck, if it had won, it didn't win. But if it had won, it went to disabled vets.
Okay. And so now you might want to clarify again for people what Satoma.
Yes, ma'am. It's through Satoma. Now, for what we did in the past 4 years, we have gave Dell Children's Hospital $65,000.
Uh-huh.
The Ronald McDonald House, we have gave $15,000. And the All Abilities Park, we have gave $8,000. Then the All Abilities Park that we have here in Round Rock is for kids with disabilities who's not able to use the regular parks. We have a special park for them. And money is, yes, ma'am, it's unbelievable. It's beautiful. I'm one of the rangers at the park.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's beautiful. And to see the families out together, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. And
so a lot of people
want
to get involved.
And Sotoma is mainly for children with hearing impairments, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That was our sole purpose when we were established, for children with hearing problems. But we decided to branch out into the community because there was so much more that we could do than just help in the hearing community. We branched out, and now we help schools with the bands because there's been a lot of cutbacks. We help with disabled vets. So many different things that we're involved with now. It's unbelievable, and we're growing so fast. It's unbelievable.
Oh, so this one group is involved in all of those things? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And anybody can join. It's so easy. You fill out an application. Our dues is $150 a year, which if you divide that up every month, that's not very much. We have socials every month, and you get together, you enjoy yourself, and you volunteer your time, and we have fun. We have so much fun. It's unbelievable.
Well, it sounds like. When is this Big Duck Race?
On the 4th of July, and it's in Round Rock, and you don't have to be present to win, and we announce the winners, and it'll be on the Internet. So if you are in New York and you buy a duck and you win, it'll be on the Internet, so you can see if you won or what place you came in or anything. It's fun.
Okay. That's great. So, all right, so that's July 4th. So that's after the big parade.
Yes, after the big parade, and the parade is going to be awesome this year. We can't wait.
Yeah, it should be fun.
No, yes, ma'am, because I think you're going to be in the parade again this year, aren't you?
I'm planning to be.
Oh, it's going to be. Well, we have saved a spot for you. It's going to be right up front, and we can't wait.
Okay. So I just want to let people know that Sotoma is a national organization, right? So
it's an international organization.
Oh, okay. So wherever people are listening, they can join their Sotoma group.
Yes, ma'am. All they have to do is go on the website, type in Sotoma, look for a location, and it'll tell you exactly where the closest Sotoma group is at.
Okay, and that's sertoma.org.
Yes, .org.
All right.
And we encourage everybody, because just think about it, $5, and you help a child that's sick for $5. And we're all volunteers, so we don't keep in it. We don't keep – all the money goes to Del Children's Hospital, or vets, or either one of the other organizations.
So it sounds like a really good cause.
It's wonderful.
I know you're – how do you have time for all of this? You're involved in a lot of other groups too, aren't you, Will?
Oh, yes, ma'am. And, you know, there's always time. When people say they don't have time, that's an excuse.
Yeah.
And all the veterans out there know exactly what I'm talking about. You can always find an excuse if you don't want to do something.
Right, right. And, the guest before you spoke about how staying active helped her to feel good. So if you have physical pain or emotional pain, that helping somebody else and staying active actually helps it to go away.
It will make you feel so much better.
So, not feeling good is not necessarily a reason to not be involved somehow, right?
Oh, no, ma'am. You can always do something, because, say, if you want to get involved in the duck race, you want to volunteer. We have data entry. You could sit at home and punch in key cards. I mean, there's so many different things you could do to help out. Not to get involved, that is an easy excuse to say that I don't have time, I just don't feel like it. That is a very easy excuse.
Right.
You know,
okay.
And I work a full time job, so there's always time. Yes, ma'am. I do. I work about 50 hours a week.
Oh my goodness. I figured that you weren't working with all the things that you're involved with, Will.
No, ma'am. I work about 50 hours a week, and I put about 20 hours a week back into the community. There's always time, and I still have plenty of time I go jeeping, you know, I run marathons. I mean, there's plenty of time left.
Mm-hmm. To do what you want to do.
Yes, ma'am.
And I know the community appreciates it, because didn't you just recently win some awards?
Yes, ma'am. As a matter of fact, I was lucky enough to receive Citizen of the Year.
Citizen of the Year?
Yes, ma'am.
Was that since the last time we spoke?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's just everybody's so nice, and it's, you know, I'm having a blast.
Well, that's important, right?
Yes, ma'am. You got to have fun. If you have fun, then you won't get tired of doing it, and you won't come up with an excuse. But just have fun.
There you go. That's the key.
It is. We just came from a fundraiser just a few minutes ago. I just walked in the door so I could make sure I was back in time. And we raised from 4 o'clock, an hour and a half, we raised $3,000 for kids with MS. Just displaying our
genes. Wow. How did you do that? What was the fundraiser?
Well, what it is, I'm in a Jeep club, and we all went out yesterday. Everybody went out four-wheeling, playing in the mud. You come back, you clean up your Jeep, and we went to this restaurant, and we displayed all our Jeeps. There's so many different types of Jeeps.
Uh-huh.
And people show up at the restaurant just to take pictures and look at the Jeeps. They go inside and eat, and the restaurant would donate a portion of the money to kids with MS.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that doesn't sound too difficult.
No,
ma'am. Everybody had a good time? And
everybody had fun, and we ate a lot of food, and you get to meet people you never met before, and, you know, you get to tell jokes, and it's fun.
That's great. That's great.
And you give them back to the community all at the same time. Yes, ma'am?
Keep up the good work. I'm sure you will.
Oh, it's fun. I'm having a blast. This is the best time of my life.
That's great. That's great.
And
thank you for helping
because you always support us, and I really, really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show because I think it adds something. It really does add to the show. So thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
And
just call me anytime you need anything. Just give me a call.
I will, and you'll be back on the show too soon, I hope.
Oh, yes,
right?
Ma'am, we will. We can't wait. We can't wait.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Well, you have a good night. Don't get blown away in the wind.
Yes, ma'am, I won't.
All right.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night. Okay, so we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, Laura Gelazunis will be here to report in from the retirement paradise south of the border, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and some of the many activities that are going on there. So come right back. It'll be a quick break.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about essential bodywear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com. And have a perky day.
Thank you. head, flying so high now, shows a man where to fish. Watch me send it, he lies in his habit, teaches tourists how to live, and he knows how to live. Hear the thunder high in that mountain, watch the clouds rolling in. Senoritas, they dance on that shoreline, making plans for that kiss, and they know how to kiss. They say that we're 1 hour behind, but the senoritas, they keep us in time. That part VCT just blows through my mind. It takes me back to my place, Punta Mita time. Say that we're 1 hour behind, but the senoritas, they keep me in time. That poppy CT just blows my mind, and it takes me back to that place, Punta Mita time. That lightning striking the water makes the porpoises fly. Big belugas become ballerinas with a show just to see, and they call out to me. They say that we're 1 hour behind, but the senoritas, they keep us in time. Hey! That poppy CT just flows through our minds, and it takes us back to that place. They say that we're 1 hour behind, but the senoritas, they keep us in time. That poppy CT just blows through my mind, and it takes me back to my place, Punta Mita time.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
For over 40 years, HAND has provided in-home support for seniors and people with disabilities. This year, HAND is proud to be a part of Amplify Austin, a 24-hour festival of giving serving local nonprofits. Starting now until the 21st, all donations to HAND will be matched by 150%, meaning that your gift of just $25 becomes $62.50. Your donation means that a client can have a bath, eat breakfast, and get ready for the day. Help us to build a community where individuals are empowered to live with dignity and choice. Amplify HAND today at handaustin.org.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and Your Golden Years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And look, we're having a little trouble getting in touch with Laura in Mexico. It is an hour, 2 hours difference from here and there at this point because I'm on the East Coast and they have not changed their time in Mexico. So there may be some confusion. We're going to give her some time to get in touch with us, and meanwhile, we're going to jump to the musical portion of the show, and the musician that you were just listening to is now joining us from Austin, Texas. That is Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, musician, artist, producer, and producer of this show. So welcome, Art. Good evening.
How's it going?
All right. How's everything going over there in Austin?
This is Laura Galazunas from Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah, okay. Well, Laura, your voice has gotten deep.
No, it's very cool out here in Austin right now. It's like 60 degrees, maybe in the 59 or somewhere around there. And it's really been crazy because they've had South by Southwest up here. And spring break is going on down on the island. So either way, it's hectic. And the island was fairly packed, even though they're not having as many functions as they normally do. But it still took the 35 minutes to cross the bridge if you didn't know when to cross the bridge. And it seems to be like they're having more hip-hop and all that type of stuff instead of live bands during this time because everybody just wants to jump up and down mostly. But I'm up here in Austin where there's more music bands.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's almost over. There's just a couple of more days left over, and I was with Chad when it started with the KGSR at the W Hotel downtown last week. I think that was Wednesday. And then went out to the island to go see what was going on down there. And just getting plans on what's going to be going on, but it's a lot of music, a lot of music.
And is it crazy getting around?
Well, you can see the traffic. I went ahead and took the large loop on the outside, the 130, which it bypasses everything because it's so far out of town. But you can see the people on 290 and 71, that it was all very slow traffic. So, it was a good decision because downtown it's a mess. And when we did the show last time, we had to leave early just to get there to be late.
If
you remember, it was very crazy. But it's what it is.
Yeah. So, for listeners who might be listening the first time, maybe you can fill them in on your musical history a little bit.
Well, my musical history started in 72 when I was training at Pan American University down in Edinburgh, Texas for the 76 Olympics, and I hurt my leg, and somebody heard me playing my guitar and singing, and they took me to the music department. And said, you need to listen to this guy play. which at the time I thought everybody did what I did. I was so naive, and I thought everyone did what I did. Everyone just picked up their instrument or they sang or whatever. I thought it was just what everybody does. And Dr. Sahady, Phyllis Sahady, she got me aside and says, I don't think you understand that. Nobody can just sing. Nobody can just play. And she put a record on it and said, can you play that? And I listened to it and I copied it. And I said, yeah, and I played it. And she said, my ensemble, the whole group that she has, they have to read the music. They can't just sing it. They have to read what they're going to sing. And I go, like, oh, that's interesting. So by the end of the year, I had a concert with all original music and a 12-piece ensemble, all girls singing all my music. As I was leaving, Dr. Ramo and Dr. White said, told me that I was called a natural, which is a hard thing to be. And he said, if I ever were to change my career, it would be the worst thing to do. And I just, you know, shrugged it off my shoulders and said, I'm going to go run in the Olympics. And that's my whole dream. Then I went and played in Houston at a famous club called the Sand Mountain, got a standing ovation, two standing ovations, and that's when I got, you know, stung by the bee, and I've been in music and in the arts ever since, and creating music and projects. The first project I had was Toby Bowe, and we went national in 1978 with the number one song. The second group I had was Full Moon, and I signed a lifetime contract with then David Braun, which was the number one attorney in the industry, and first rights refusal contract with him. And all my music and everything that I created was taken to PolyGram Records first, and they either accepted it or I could push it to somebody else. And then I married Bill Haley's youngest daughter, Gina, and started another group called The Art Exhibit, featuring Gina Haley, and went to Los Angeles and got her recognized with a lot of people, especially those that were from Bill Haley's time, because they all sang with him when he was the king, the father of rock and roll. And now the project that I'm working on is basically the whole history of my life, which I think will create reality, even more reality than what people are watching on TV right now. That it's called Backwards on Purpose, and it's an entire play on my life in music. And it's going to be very interesting because we had dinner together, Tomas and I. Tomas Ramirez, the Jazzmanian Devil, is going to be the musical director, and we'll be getting all the musicians for me, and he'll be the head honcho, making sure that the music sounds very big as I asked him to. And so working on that, and just some other things. You know, South Fighter Island has been my home for whatever I can remember. Since I was 9 years old, I always seem to go to South Fighter Island and stay there, and I stay there most of the time. And now we're working quietly to see if we can make the island a very large tourist area. But it's going to need some, you know, really positive and progressive people who really want to make the place look like Miami or Florida or Acapulco, because it has the capabilities. The water is beautiful, and it just seems like everybody's more on the laid back, wear your socks up to your knees and wear your shorts, which I cannot handle. So, anyway, that's about it. And the song that you just played is one of the songs that will be in the play. It's called Tutamita Time, which is when I stayed down in Mexico for 2 years. And, in fact, you went there and did a couple of conferences and talked, and it's about my staying down there and how beautiful it is, and that's going to be a part of the play. But has Laura yet called in yet?
No, she has not. So she's missing.
Oh, bad girl.
So what do you have planned for this show in the future, since you're the producer of this show as well as all these other things?
Tiki Freeman will be talking, whether we go to his place or if he comes into the studio or if he calls on the phone. He's already said he wants to be on the radio show and talk about his music, not only his music, but it's also his I think he's running for agricultural commissioner for the
yep.
state of Texas.
Yep.
It's going to be a good thing, I think, because he's very into the earth and very into the animals and everything. So it's going to be very interesting to see what he has to say.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Paula Nelson will be coming on, and blank here because I'm just sitting here.
Okay.
The head of Asleep at the Wheel will be coming on, and also I think I started talking with the manager, Janice Ian, and if we can get Janice Ian on, that would be fantastic. But,
that would be great.
Also, some music. I think next week we have Joe and Rosa Perez, who do folk Mexican folk music, which is very interesting. They had a show on PBS for quite a while, and it was very interesting to see.
I used to listen to their show, The Border.
No, I know, it's great. It's really great to hear the stories behind the music. And
mm-hmm.
Since I am down there on the border, it's really interesting. But that's pretty much what's going on here. And also, I'm trying to arrange a time for you to get down there to Mexico and do a show from the pyramids, because I got to spend the time to meet with some of the elders of the Teotihuacan, the original tribe of Mexico. And
uh-huh.
everybody says the Aztecs were the ones that built the pyramids, but it wasn't. The Aztecs are the ones that found the Teotihuacan, and they built the pyramids. And so I think I've got pretty much everything arranged except for the time to go down there. It will either be a real mystical time. And Laura will probably be with you then, because she'll know how to get around. And
yes.
do a show from it should be pretty cool. Just now that we're on Blog Talk Radio, we can go anywhere. And
that's
what's so amazing. And seeing what happened today with Russell being in one part of the town and then I just getting into town and you being able to be in Florida and being able to mm-hmm. manipulate the production is very easy. So
that's about
it.
Yep. Yeah.
So if there's anything else I can talk about, it's what I'm going to eat tonight, because I got to go shopping.
Okay.
And what else? That's about it.
All right. Okay. So thank you so much.
Why don't you put another song on and see if Laura calls in between that time?
What's that?
Why don't you put another song on?
Yes, we're going to try. We're going to try to find Laura again. She's missing in Mexico, and so we're going to take a little break. Thank you, Art, and I'll see you back in Austin.
All right. See you Wednesday.
All right. Have a good night. All right. So we're going to take another break and listen to a little bit more of Art's music and. Play a few of our sponsorships so that they get paid. And when we come back, hopefully Laura will be on the line. So come right back. Let me know.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about essential body wear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com. And have a perky day. Gravity.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
For over 40 years, HAND has provided in-home support for seniors and people with disabilities. This year, HAND is proud to be a part of Amplify Austin, a 24-hour festival of giving serving local nonprofits. Starting now until the 21st, all donations to HAND will be matched by 150%, meaning that your gift of just $25 becomes $62.50. Your donation means that a client can have a bath, eat breakfast, and get ready for the day. Help us to build a community where individuals are empowered to live with dignity and choice. Amplify HAND today at handaustin.org.
Thank you.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years on blogtalkradio.com and on drmarakarpel.com. And it looks like we missed Laura again this week. She's missing somewhere in Mexico. So we'll catch up with her next week, hopefully. And she is going to be filling us in on all of the great activities this time of year in Mexico and the music. She had a lot of music to talk about, so we will talk about it next week. And I'm sure it'll be very interesting. She has some really interesting things regarding music. So now we've come to the end of the show. I'm on vacation here in Florida, so we're going to end a little early so I can enjoy the beautiful Florida weather and sit by the pool. And I want to let you know what's coming up next week, though, because I will be live back in Austin, Texas. And joining me will be Director of Rehab Program at Carencia at Barton Creek, speech language therapist and author and yoga teacher Jenny Lear will be in the studio to talk about dementia as well as many other important topics. And also, as Art mentioned, musicians Rose and Joe Perez will join us from the Rio Grande Valley of Texas to talk about their roots music project. They do a lot of Mexican folk music from the border of Mexico on the American side. So they bring attention to the music with their roots just north of the border. And if you want to hear tonight's program again and read the information from this show and about upcoming shows and to be a sponsor, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com. That's drmarakarpel.com. And also be sure to follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. And if you can hear it, it's getting pretty noisy out there. People are getting ready for the show. So the show tonight is The Unexpected Boys, and that's going to be starting in about an hour. Everybody's getting here early, so if you don't have a seat, you'll come on down, get a ticket. Tonight's show was produced by Compass Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by HAND, Helping the Aging, Needy, and Disabled. Don't forget to send a donation to HAND or any of the other 450 nonprofits in Austin who are participating in Amplify Austin, a 24-hour giving festival on March 21st. Tonight's show is also sponsored by Sonia Duff, the Bra Lady, and by Live Oak Legacies. And special thanks to my guest, Selma Tarantola, to Master Sergeant Will Williams, to producer of this show, Art Mendoza, and thank you, Karen Zinna, for your technical support, and thank you, Russell, back in Austin, and thank you, Mom and Dad, for your support in getting us into the building and providing an audience. And thank you all for listening. Have a peaceful night and inspiring week, and remember, has no age. Good night, everyone.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.